as we start going through the order of the Seder. Seder obviously opens up with Kadesh, making Kiddush, as we do by all the festivals, to usher the holy day in. Then we go into Urchatz and Karpas. We have to wash our hands because the first mitzvah of the evening is to dip a vegetable into either vinegar or salt water. And the Gemara says that this was instituted to be an object of curiosity. So children should ask, hey, what's going on? And indeed, one of the questions of the Manishtan is, why do we dip twice this night? You know, once with the Karpas and once with the Morer. We don't dip at all on most nights. Why we have to ask questions and why we have to cause the children to ask is something we'll discuss later in this series when we get to the Manishtana. Right now it's time to understand what the Karpas represents, because surely if it's just about arousing curiosity alone and getting the kids to ask, Chazal could have instituted anything. So why daka dipping vegetable into vinegar or salt water? So the Shla Kodesh, as in other Sfarim also, bring that Karpas, the word Karpas, is the letters Samach Perach, 60, as in 60, 10,000, worth of Jews. Perach will work very hard, so that's what the vegetable itself represents, and dipping into the salt water or the vinegar is that they were totally immersed in hardship. Okay, that's a beginning, but we have to get to the deeper meaning of this. Why Chazal put this even before the Haggadah, not in the middle, right at the beginning. They wanted to work it out that we wash our hands first. They did it so there would have to be an Urchatz before the Karpas. There has to be a washing of the hands before, and that's part of the Seder. It's Urchatz and then Karpas. So to get to some of the things that are represented, one of the halachas of Karpas said it has to be a vegetable. And that's very interesting. So Rav Kook refers to the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem, that the Gemara talks to this. Some Amoraim said because they were poor, they wouldn't eat vegetables. And the reason is because vegetables cause appetite. It's like the ultimate appetizer are vegetables. That's the ideal thing to have at the beginning of a meal. It opens up the appetite. So Rav Kook says, based on that Gemara, that if we have to eat vegetables at the beginning, so represents wanting to open up the appetite. Year-round, when we're not living in the higher order, on a revealed level, we're not living on the higher order, that we bring in Seder night. That's why it's called the night of the order, like we said in our previous discussion. So in that world order, the world order of Chametz, where everything is so adulterated with evil, so to expand one's appetite is a dangerous thing. It's expanding an aspect of yourself that's very interwoven, very infiltrated with Yetzer, with evil inclination and lowly desire. And someone should really prefer to minimize his appetite, because a lot of the eating comes from man's animalistic side. But on Seder night, where we're ushering in a higher order, life as it was meant to be, right? A life where everything, in everything, the good is dominant. So when in everything the good is dominant, so all bodily activities will just be stepping stones to better serve Hashem with. And the physical does not counter the spiritual. The physical will be a basis for the spiritual to be chal upon, to manifest itself upon. The physical will be a stepping stone towards the spiritual, but that's only true in a world order which is not adulterated by evil. And this is the new order that we bring in Seder night. And this is what the Karpas represents. It's a vegetable, it's an appetizer. We want to open up the appetite for everything that's going to happen later this evening. Because on this night, we want to indulge, not only to eat the matzah, but one of the mitzvahs of the night is Shulchan Orech. It's a chiyuv, part of the Seder is to have a festive meal We want to open the appetite because on this night the world order is fixed and there's nothing in the world that's bad for you because everything in the world is performing its original intended function of being some type of stepping stone and some type of means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the karpas is the opening. It's the opening of Seder night. It's an appetizer. Just like physically it's an appetizer, also mentally, you know, conceptually, it's to also be a mental appetizer. Get the kids to ask, you know, get it started. It's to open up both the body and the mind to absorb the higher order that we're trying to make manifest in course of Seder night. But to reach the higher order, right, it was first necessary to grind down man's animalistic side. And that's how what we're saying regarding the karpas, that it's an appetizer to open up both the body and also the mind of the children. Open things up to receive the higher order. Right? To make that possible, we had to go through the slavery of Egypt. It's something which is written about in the works of our sages and in the Rishonim. It's all over our literature that the oppression in Egypt was necessary because the humility and the pushing down of man's animal side, because when a person's enslaved, so he doesn't really think about extras and think about desires. He's too busy. You know, it's the whole animal side is pushed down and is depressed in a way that could cause it to become under control of the mind. So because of the hardship that we went through, because we were so immersed in this salt water, in this vinegar, that's what makes it possible to overcome our animal side and then convert our whole physical side into being a stepping stone to receive divine lights, to be a basis for a higher divine order to manifest itself upon. So because of the oppression that we went through, and because we were so immersed in this bitterness and this saltiness, because of that, we are now in a position to take control of our physical side and gear it towards being a basis to receive a higher order. And this is everything that's represented by Urchatz. First, wash your hands, purify yourself, because we're preparing ourselves to take on a higher order, and then we're able to do so because we were oppressed, and because we're oppressed, we're now able to overcome our animal side, because it's been pushed down, and now we open up our appetite to receive the high divine lights of the higher order that we bring in Seder night.